You will therefore need a significant amount of financial support in spite of the financial support coming from the African Union. Have you been approached by other organizations or your international partners to help with supporting this drive with the financial muscle?
The partners have expressed a lot, plenty of goodwill. I mean, just this week, a couple of partners have come through, including the Wellcome Trust, the World Economic Forum, and of course, the Gates Foundation have all come through to express their need to work on this with us. And we are very encouraged that the private sector is also supporting in kind, like Illumina, the group that produces, or the company that produces the reagents and the instruments for sequencing. So everybody recognizes that this is an important part of the fight against COVID-19, and we should continue to build the appropriate partnerships there. The war against COVID-19 would not be won by just a single player, be it Africa CDC or WHO, but it has to be a collective of all of us looking in the same direction and seeing the same thing, which is to understand this new virus.
What assurances are you giving to Africans in terms of acquiring enough dosage of the vaccines to help with the vaccinations in order to limit the spread of the disease on the continent, in spite of what the variants are in your work?
The message from Africa CDC to our member states is that of that we have at work, that Africa CDC, the African Union, together with the special invoices that were put in place by President Ramaphosa in his capacity as the chair of the African Union, are at work. You heard a few weeks ago the President Ramaphosa announcing that we had acquired 270 million doses of vaccines, and subsequently that number has improved with an additional 400 million doses of vaccines. So if you combine what the African Vaccine Acquisition Task Team has secured, together with what the COVAX mechanism has secured there, I think it speaks to good progress made so far. The critical question is the timing of that. I mean, we need to have those vaccines on the continent as soon as possible so that we can vaccinate quickly. Okay, the key word is quickly. You need to vaccinate quickly to have a chance to begin to break the backbone of this pandemic going forward. Our target, continental target, is to vaccinate 60% of our population, with at least 35% of those vaccinations occurring this year, so that at least you blunt the spread of the virus as early as possible. And then next year, going forward, we'll continue to complete the target, at least 60% of our vaccinated population.
What should Africans expect from the CDC in terms of the new strategies, in terms of how new mechanisms to help them protect themselves against the disease, and as you said, to blunt the infection rate across the continent?
The continent can continue to rely on the expertise of Africa CDC in the manner in which we have done since the last 1 year. I mean, we jump on board very early on in several areas. One is the coordination, which is extremely important. Remember, this virus spreads very quickly, and no country is immune from this virus. So Africa CDC will continue to be to champion the need to coordinate, to cooperate across the entire continent of 55 member states. Africa CDC will continue to develop guidelines that will help countries to adapt their strategies. Just today or tomorrow, we'll be issuing guidance on the situation we are seeing in South Africa with respect to the AstraZeneca vaccine and how it has performed with respect to the variants in South Africa. Africa CDC will continue to work with member states to support them to develop vaccination centers. Okay, I mean, we have to get ready like now. And of course, countries are already at work putting up strategies to help them roll out vaccination. They can count on Africa CDC to work with them to roll out vaccines once they start getting introduced on the continent. The situation will definitely change. I'm very optimistic that the landscape of vaccines is looking good. with new vaccines being announced nearly every day. So the menu is improving. Remember some months ago, there were just two vaccines. It was Moderna and Pfizer. Then AstraZeneca came on board. The Gamaleya vaccine came on board. And other Johnson & Johnson were announced. So I think the landscape is improving. And we should just get ready for a massive scale-up. The massive scale-up, it will be a historic effort that the continent has never experienced before.